Good afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time as always. The latest with Ross Park, it's open, it's closed, it's open, it's closed. What's the very latest?
Yes, well, there's been some investigations done, as people will be aware. Of course, the park was closed immediately when there was notification of the materials containing asbestos, and then immediately notifying the community through various channels. But since then, there's been a report commissioned which with someone who is an independent hygienist and to look at, you know, what's the material, what's the risk, what's the next steps, how do you remediate it. So what they found is that the type of asbestos there is called non-friable, which means that it's not the sort of the dust-prone one, so it's bound and it's not likely to become airborne. So that's a lower risk, which is a good thing. But then there will be a remediation plan needed to remove all of that that is, you know, visible and accessible, and excavating the soil near the basketball court. Mm-hmm. And then also they've commissioned some air testing, and that's confirmed that there's no asbestos fibres present in the site. So that was all around looking at, you know, the potential for dispersion of that material. So that's all come back pretty good. And it is a legacy issue. Obviously, who knows what's been dumped over the years. But at this stage, that'll be remediated and then we should be good to go with it again.
All right, that's the latest there with Ross Park. Mayor, what's going on with the local government survey? We spoke about this last week. A lot of people are confused as to what it is. But if you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit about this particular survey.
Yes, now there's sometimes things happen at a similar time. So we've got the Imagine Greater Bendigo, which is our big community engagement for our 10-year vision. That only happens very infrequently, and that's underway. So what also has happened is that every year there's a council performance. It used to be called a community satisfaction survey, but they now call it a local government survey. All councils do this snapshot, and it's a snapshot essentially where people are. There's a company that runs this, and they'll phone 400 residents, you know, pretty randomly, mm-hmm. And then what they're asking about is a range of things to comment on, you know, council's overall performance and direction and customer service. What are the sealed roads like? How are we engaging with the community? Are we lobbying on their behalf enough? Are the decisions, you know, community decisions, are people satisfied with that? Yeah. So there's seven different categories. And so you can go onto a site called knowyourcouncil.vic.gov.au, and it actually has all councils across the state. And they say, you know, we're benchmarking against other councils and statewide. So we get a glimpse then of how we're performing compared with the rest of the state. I must say that in the last term of council, all of the indicators improved for over the 4 years. Now, things can go up and down a little bit over the time. And then this time we've got, it's either the same or very similar to the last year in 2020. Bearing in mind that 2020 was a strange year.
Yeah.
So if we're talking about councils, you know, engagement and services, et cetera, they were all in a different mode, of course, mm-hmm. All being virtual with COVID. So I would probably qualify those results, but not that there's anything that was, you know, showing any great deficits anyway.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that's just something that some people will, you know, find a useful thing. But having said that, you know, we actually have many ways of asking the community their opinion on various things as well. So, you know, we've got, as I've mentioned last week, the Imagine Greater Bendigo, but that's more of a vision process.
Yep.
But we do have other processes locally where we have listening posts and other opportunities for people to register interest and, you know, make comment about different things.
Yep.
So there's lots of avenues, and it's something for everybody to have their say in different ways.
So if you get one of these calls, just answer it and answer the questions as truthfully as possible,
yep.
Essentially. Paperback yep. Court in Strathdale, Mayor. There was a story mm-hmm. on Wynn News last week about water over the road. A lot of residents in that particular street and that vicinity frustrated because when there's a big rainfall, all of a sudden they can't get out. What's the latest yep. there?
Well, I think there's a bit of a legacy issue there, but it is a bit of a challenging site. When there's a heavy rainfall, there's some interesting descriptions of what that is, and it creates what's called an overland flow path. And but that actually has been documented in a few areas, maybe around that Frog Hollow area,
yeah.
And there have been, you know, previous requests and the, obviously the most recent ones. So now that the city is investigating that whole drainage project and really want to find a cost-effective way of addressing this in the urban area, they're liaising with the residents, and it's going to be a continued investigation just to get the best solution.
Yep.
But my comment on it also is that when some of these residential developments were planned for, that particular area was some time back now. We know that the rainfall has changed in its nature since that time.
Yep.
And so maybe what provision was made back then, now with a changing climate, we're finding that we know the evidence from the CSIRO and our evidence backs that up, that when we do get the rain, sometimes it can be a lot heavier, those short, heavy downpours.
Yep.
And you can get a huge dump of rain in a short period of time. Doesn't matter how good your drainage is, often that'll overload.
Yep.
And we probably saw it a bit all over the place last week with that huge downpour. Elsewhere in Bendigo,
yep.
But the drains tend to overload in the short term, but then do their job.
Yep.
But we don't want that to be something that's going to be a recurring problem. So that's why they're investigating. Okay, what can we do if this is going to be a trend?
Yep.
And looking at people, if you actually talk to people about their experience, then you might find there's a little bit more of information that's going to be really useful for that planning.
City of Greater Bendigo Mayor Councillor Jennifer Alden, really do appreciate your time this afternoon, and let's catch up next week.
Terrific, Daniel. Have a good week. Thank you.
It is Gold Central Victoria.